You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
And tonight, we are back in the Christmas story. Last week, Gavin, our HSM coordinator, who is just up here, walked us through Mary's story, when the angel appeared to her and told her that she had found favor with God, and that he had chose her to give birth to Jesus, who would be the savior of the world, and that this would happen even though she was a virgin. And Jesus, of course, was God in a bod. Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us, fully God and fully human, who lived the perfect life that you and I never could, so that when he was wrongly put to death, because he was innocent, he was the perfect payment for our sins. And then on the third day, he rose from the dead, forever defeating sin and death and offering resurrection life to everyone everywhere. This was God's plan all along, but Mary didn't get that full picture when the angel first appeared to her. All that she knew was that God was asking her to obey him in a really radical way, and she was afraid. But last week, we learned through our study the following three things. God's presence is greater than our fears. God's grace is greater than our fears. And God's power is greater than our fears. And while all of this is happening for Mary, meanwhile, she is engaged to a man named Joseph. And at this point, no angel has talked to Joseph. Joseph has no idea what's going on. And while Mary showed us last week that Jesus is greater than our fears, as we look at Joseph's perspective tonight, we'll see that he shows us that Jesus is greater than our future. The future is scary because we don't know what's going to happen. And I know, looking out at all of you, I see incredible young men and women of God who are fearfully and wonderfully made, and it's so exciting to see you use your gifts and talents and grow throughout your time in HSM. But I also know that for a lot of you, like, you're nervous. Most of your life is still yet to unfold, and we don't know how it's going to turn out. And I think Joseph is going to really encourage us if that's how we are feeling. We're in Matthew chapter 1, and we pick up in verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. Now remember, at this time, Mary is like your age. She's 14, 15, 16 at the oldest. And scholars think that Joseph is somewhere between 16 and 20 years old, also very close to your age. So imagine that you're in this situation. This would be crazy. Joseph and Mary are engaged, but that's a little bit different than how we understand engagement today. Today, if you get engaged, it's a big deal. Elsie, one of our HSM freshman leaders, is engaged, and we're all so excited and so happy for her. Engagement is the next step in a relationship, but let's say today you decide to break off your engagement. What do you have to do? Earlier in 2025, when Blake, one of our freshman leaders, we were planning our wedding at the beginning of this year, and Blake loved to joke that our wedding was his birthday party. And he would call our wedding gifts his birthday presents, and he joked, I'm going to get, like, new invitations, and I'm going to send them out and tell everyone that this isn't our wedding, it's my birthday party. And I was like, Blake, You literally cannot do that because everyone's going to think that we broke up and you're just still going to have this wedding and turn it into your own party. Like, you can't do that. But like today, if you break off an engagement, that's kind of all you have to do. You just have to figure out a way to tell your friends and family. You don't have to go to the courthouse. You don't have to do anything legal because you were not yet married. But in this time, in the ancient Jewish practice of Joseph and Mary's day, engagement was a betrothal state. There were multiple, it was sort of like lots of hoops that you had to go through before you could even get married. Betrothal state was right before you were completely married, and this was so serious that it actually involved a legal contract with rights and obligations similar to being married, and it actually required divorce if you wanted to end the relationship at this stage. So Mary and Joseph's relationship is extremely serious and binding. So when Joseph finds out Mary's pregnant and they haven't been together yet, all Joseph can think is, this woman totally cheated on me. Like this, she broke our promise to each other. It's extremely scandalous and hurtful. Joseph doesn't know yet that the Holy Spirit is responsible for this. He doesn't know yet that this is all a part of God's plan. All he sees is betrayal from the woman that he's supposed to marry. And especially in those days, marriage was essential to moving forward in your future. And in an instant for Joseph, imagine you're in his shoes just for a moment. In an instant, Joseph's future is crushed. The future that he had planned on shattered. And in that hurt, Joseph had every right, and we would probably understand if he totally made a fool out of Mary, if he totally dragged her reputation in the dirt. She ruined his future, and so he could make a public disgrace out of her. But in verse 19, it says that Joseph decided to divorce her quietly, respectfully, allowing both of them to move forward with dignity. Joseph, in this situation, protected Mary like a husband should, even though he wasn't her husband, and even though she might not have deserved it in his eyes. And so what we see from Joseph in this situation is that when we are worried about our future today, remember that God cares most about your heart. Joseph's future was so uncertain, but he still decided to honor God in this tough situation. I remember my senior year, I really struggled making a decision on where to go to college. I came to Jesus because I had these plans for my own life. I had the sports team I wanted. I had the titles I wanted. I had the friends, like these people that I wanted. God totally changed the plans and I was heartbroken, but then I realized his plans were actually best. And that was great, but I kind of twisted that the more I followed Jesus, and I thought that like following God's will was like walking on a tightrope, and that I always had to make the right decision, otherwise I would fall off and like totally miss out on God's plans for me. And so I was so like nervous, and I didn't want to make a wrong decision, and so I texted my high school pastor. Eric Holmstrom was my pastor at the time, so I texted him. I said, hey, here's the decision that's before me. I really want to honor God. I want to make the right decision. What do you think? And I remember he texted me that this was an important decision, but then he said something like this: God cares way more about who you are and how you act than he does about where you are. And that was like so freeing for me. I think, you know, and don't get me wrong, like God sometimes does say, like, I want you to be a missionary in Latvia, for example. Like he might say, like, I want you to have this specific career. But you can get into the best college, you can have your dream job, and if you're a jerk, if you gossip, if you cheat, then it doesn't matter. God cares so much more about who you are, how you act. He cares about your heart. And we see that in Joseph. He decided to divorce Mary, but he honored God in that decision because he honored Mary. He showed her love and kindness. And when we don't know what's going to come in our future, one of the best things we can do is remember that God wants us to live as his children, as people who honor him. The story continues in verse 20. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from all their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. In this next part, we see that when you're worried about tomorrow, obey today what God commanded you. Again, Joseph has as much information as Mary. They know that their son will be Emmanuel, God with us. They don't know how that will turn out. They don't know how he's going to be God with us. And yet, Joseph obeys what God had commanded him. Joseph, again, had already made his decision to divorce Mary, but he submitted to ultimately what God said. He changed his mind when God said otherwise, and Joseph trusted God with an unpredictable future. Joseph trusted God with his next step, even if he didn't really know where the destination was. And for us, we literally do not know what will happen tomorrow. In the fall, we studied the book of James that talked about this, and it said that our life is a mist. It's here for a second and gone the next. And yet sometimes we are still all consumed with our future and we're obsessed with it. We want to know exactly what's going to happen. And that prevents us from living in what God has for us today. The great Master Oogway of Kung Fu Panda said it like this.
I see you have found a sacred peach tree of heavenly wisdom.
Oh, is that what this is? I am so sorry. I thought it was just a regular peach tree.
I understand. You eat when you are upset.
Upset? I'm not upset. Why what makes you think I'm upset?
So why are you upset?
I probably sucked more today than anyone in the history of Kung Fu, in the history of China, in the history of sucking.
Probably.
And the five? Man, you should have seen them. They totally hate me.
Totally.
How's Shifu ever gonna turn me into the Dragon Warrior? I mean, I'm not like the five. I've got no claws, no wings, no venom. Even Mantis has those thingies. Maybe I should just quit and go back to making noodles.
Quit, don't quit. Noodles, don't noodles. You are too concerned with what was and what will be. There's a saying, yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present.
I love that movie. But I do think there's a helpful concept in there. When you don't know what tomorrow will bring, focus on what you can control, and that's your choices today. I know a lot of you are thinking about what comes after high school. Many of you right now are waiting on college decisions or figuring out where to apply for jobs. And even if you're not an upperclassman, I hear it in our conversations. You are stressed about these tests that are coming up. You want to get good grades so that you can get into a better college, have a better job. You're taking summer classes to get ahead, to have an easier senior year. You're worried about the future. But God has your best future in mind. And when Joseph trusted God with his present day, it ended up that he got to parent Jesus, the Savior of the world. And for us, you might not get an angel of the Lord appearing to you and telling you exactly what to do. I wish that would happen for us all the time. But then we wouldn't like have this beautiful relationship with God where we go to him for everything. And we know through God's word a lot of what Jesus has asked for us to do every day. In the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, it says, "Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind." Our purpose, our role is to worship God. That's what it means by fear God. And what has God commanded us to do? It's that. It's love God first, love others, and go and make disciples of all nations. In Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. In Micah chapter 6, verse 8, scripture says, he has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy, love others, and to walk humbly with your God. Love God. And then in Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20, the risen Jesus says to his disciples, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the very end of the age. Sometimes we complicate things. We want God to lay out our whole future for us. We want to control it. But when we're too focused on what will be, we miss out on the gift of today that God has given us and the opportunities to glorify him. We're going to talk about this more in January. Our sermon series is going to be called New Year, New Me, God's Plan for Our Transformation. And what's cool about this is we're going to study the book of Philippians and how God wants to sanctify us or make us look more like him, because that's his plan for our future. He wants us in 5 years not to just be successful, not to just make a lot of money, not to be popular. He wants us to look more like him. And when we do this, when we live this out in our lives, when we make Jesus greater than our future, we actually fulfill his greater plan. Most of us are worried about the future because we want a good life. We want joy and peace, passion, purpose, happiness. But that life can only be possible with Jesus because God is responsible for everything good in our lives. And what's so brilliant about God is that when we prioritize worshiping him, loving others, and going and making disciples, when that's our life, we actually find ourselves in the middle of God's will for our lives, in the middle of his great plans. As you read in Matthew chapter 1, it says that as Joseph obeyed God, he fulfilled what God had spoken through the prophets years ago. In the next chapter, in Matthew chapter 2, God tells Joseph to take Jesus and his family and escape, run away to Egypt because people are after their lives. And Joseph is probably scared. They're running for their lives. But as Joseph obeys God once again, it says again, this happened to fulfill what the prophets spoke through the Lord years ago. When we obey God in our everyday lives, we have no idea how we're fulfilling God's greater plans. I know the future is scary, But Jesus is greater than your future because he holds your future. He knows what's to come, and he's with you every step of the way because he loves you. And so, whenever you're worried about your future, remember that God cares most about your heart. He cares most about who you are. When you're worried about tomorrow, obey today what God has commanded you to do. And when you make Jesus greater than your future, when it's more important to you to worship Jesus than it is to know the future, you'll actually find yourself fulfilling God's greater plans. HSM, let's be people who praise God each day and obey him faithfully now as an act of trusting him tomorrow. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you are so good, and your word says that you know all the days that we will live. You know all the hairs on our head. You have designed us for a purpose even before the creation of the world. And so I just thank you for every incredible student and leader here. Each of them are a miracle and some of your best ideas. And God, I pray that when it's so easy for us to be concerned about our future, we know that we're caring about good things, but Lord, it's so much more important for us to stay connected with you and to ask you to change our hearts and minds so that we would be people who are a light in this world for you. And as we trust you, God, by obeying you today, Lord, would you show us down the road how all along you were leading us to be exactly in your perfect will. We love you so much, Lord. Be with us in our life groups. We love you, and we pray it all in Jesus' name.